Vice President Mike Pence made a brief trip to Colombia today to speak with Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido and with members of a regional coalition. They talked about the next steps aimed at ousting Venezuela's elected president, Nicolas Maduro. Here's Vice President Pence after those meetings.
As President Trump said 1 week ago today, so I say to all of you, despite the brutality that the world witnessed this weekend, a new day is coming in Latin America, in Venezuela, and across the Western Hemisphere. Socialism is dying, and liberty, prosperity, and democracy are being reborn before our eyes.
The Pence trip comes after a U.S.-backed effort this weekend to deliver humanitarian aid across the border from Colombia ended in violence. Forces loyal to Maduro fired tear gas and buckshot into the crowd. Two people were killed, at least 300 were hurt. Cynthia Arnson is director of the Latin American program at the Wilson Center, and she joins us from Washington. And Cynthia, the opposition's plan to break President Maduro's blockade failed this weekend. There was violence and some deaths. Almost no aid got through, I think only one truck. What's your sense of the opposition's next steps? Is there a plan B?
Well, the opposition said for a while that there was no plan B because plan A was going to win. Those were literally the words of the of Guaido's ambassador in Washington. But the truth is that this is a situation of heads I win, tails you lose. Obviously, the opposition would have won significantly if they had been able to move the aid across the border and be seen as the ones who were delivering this humanitarian aid to extremely needy people inside Venezuela. But because that didn't happen, there's also the reinforcement of a political message that is beneficial to the opposition, in which the Maduro regime has shown its repressive teeth. It has opened fire on unarmed demonstrators. It has refused to allow supplies, food, and medicine that the Venezuelan people desperately need to cross the border and come into the country. And so their actions are sending a strong message to the Venezuelan people that it is, in fact, the Maduro government that stands between their well-being and the ability to receive this kind of assistance.
So a PR victory, public relations victory of sorts, but no real change on the ground. And there were no mass defections within the military. Talk about their role here.
Sure. There were about 100 soldiers that appear to have crossed over to the Colombian side of the border asking for asylum. That's a significant number, but it's not the same as showing mass defections in the regime. And I think part of what the opposition was trying to test was precisely what the armed forces and the National Guard would do. And I think it's significant that some of the tear gas and the bullets that were fired by these armed militia members, the so-called colectivos, who are essentially armed thugs in support of the government because the Maduro regime knew not to deploy fully all of the troops who could possibly defect.
The country's economy, as we know, is in dire straits. Getting outside aid in would undermine Maduro's rule. It didn't work. One opposition lawmaker said afterwards, the entry of aid can't be the trigger of a wider conflict. But as you pointed out, they seem to have put all of their eggs into this aid basket. And now it appears they're struggling a bit to find a new strategy, despite Vice President Pence's declarations about liberty and prosperity marching in Venezuela.
Sure. I think everybody is in agreement. There's broad consensus, political consensus in the United States among the U.S. Democratic allies in Latin America, in Western Europe, about what needs to take place in Venezuela, which is an end to the Maduro regime, the convening of free elections, the reform of the institutions that oversee elections so that there actually can be a free and fair election. And I think where the debate really is located now is how you achieve that. And there have been lots of statements from the Trump administration, from the president on down, repeatedly about all options being on the table, which is seen as sort of code for we haven't ruled out military intervention. Juan Guaido, the opposition leader himself, used that kind of language yesterday after the aid failed to get in. And it was seen, and I think properly, as a major shift in which the opposition is now contemplating some kind of military action. I personally think that that is not the way to go. That's not the path, that it would be a disastrous step on the part of the United States and other governments that possibly would join the United States. I actually don't think that Latin American countries would join the United States in that kind of military action. And, you know, it's very tempting to see these kinds of things, as the Bush administration did before the invasion of Iraq, as somehow simple, that the people are going to rise up and be on our side, and it'll be surgical and it'll be over soon. Well, that isn't exactly how it's played out. And I think that the risk of sparking a regional war that would draw in Colombia, that would draw in existing armed guerrilla groups in Colombia, possibly members of guerrillas that have demobilized, you know, that the risk of a wider regional war is quite significant.
Cynthia Arntzen is director of the Latin American Program at the Wilson Center. Cynthia, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.